News release Timmins Police Service. The Timmins Police Service has charged a local man with criminal code offenses stemming from a series of incidents that occurred near the Timmins Airport, beginning in November of last year, and leading up to an occurrence that transpired on Saturday, June 25. Based on the investigation, it has been determined that a local man, who is the occupier of an airplane hangar on General Aviation Road adjacent to the airport runways, persisted in making repeated and regular use of a device capable of generating a significant amount of disruptive noise on a number of occasions in November of last year and in May and June of this year. This action was purposefully undertaken and caused disruption to the orderly function of property in the immediate area. The suspect was arrested on May 13 at his hangar by the Timmins Police Service. As a result of the November 2021 and May 2022 incidents, Brian Beauchamp, 65, of Timmins, has been charged with mischief, interfere with lawful enjoyment of property contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada. The accused was released from police custody on the strength of an undertaking compelling him to abide by specific conditions, including having to attend at the Ontario Court of Justice in Timmins to answer to the charge laid against him. The most recent court date in regards to these matters is June 28, 2022. On Saturday, June 25, the Timmins Police Service responded to a renewed similar occurrence at the same location where a report of further disruptive behavior in the same location had occurred. Based on the investigation into the incident, it was determined that the actions of the suspect led to a renewed disruption in the orderly use of property. As a result, Brian Beauchamp was arrested at the scene and charged with a second count of mischief, interfere with lawful enjoyment of property contrary to the Criminal Code of Canada. The accused was released from police custody on the strength of an undertaking compelling him to abide by additional conditions, including having to attend at the Ontario Court of Justice in Timmins on July 26 to answer to this charge laid against him.